It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How it paid to invest in the Irish when the chips were down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. There is word today an American investor who had the nerve to invest heavily in one of Ireland's biggest banks during the European financial crisis is now pulling most of his investment and some large profits out of the Bank of Ireland. The BBC's Russell Padmore is following the story, and he joins us now from London. Russell, good morning.
Morning. Good to be with you again, David.
So tell me, who is Wilbur Ross?
This guy is a titan on Wall Street. He makes his money finding distressed companies anywhere in the world, particularly in the US, but he's investing in Europe now. He puts his money in these companies, hopefully turns them around, and then with that success, he cashes in. He has invested in the American steel industry in the past. He was involved in the Save Pennsylvania's steel industry campaign, International Textile Group, but he particularly invests in the financial services industry. This is why he's a big player on Wall Street.
And when the nightmare of Ireland's financial crisis happened about 5 years ago, Wilbur Ross was a man who saw opportunity. Why is he in the news this morning?
Wilbur Ross, along with a few other investors, put lots of money into Ireland. These American investors were looking at Ireland saying, OK, the country's down, but the EU and the IMF are standing behind it. We can make money here. He invested in Bank of Ireland, originally owning a 9% stake in the company. He's reduced that, and today he is unloading his entire stake, 5 and a bit percent still remains in the company. And the good news for Wilbur Ross is, from his point of view, the original €300 million he invested in the company will now be worth about €830 million. He's tripled his investment, making just about $1 billion, David.
The BBC's Russell Padmore in London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's news today that Facebook has snagged the head of the digital payment system PayPal from its parent company eBay. David Marcus will oversee what Facebook is calling its private content, that is code, for messaging between two parties of the sort that all your Facebook pals do not see, quite like sending an email. Marcus will not run the international mobile messaging system WhatsApp, which Facebook recently purchased for $19 billion. Facebook has promised to let WhatsApp keep running with minimal supervision. Now let's do the numbers. The 100-share index in London is down more than 0.5% now. The DAX in Germany is up 0.2%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong rose 0.9% overnight. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down. The euro is down 0.4% to $1.3538. The dollar is down 0.25% to the Chinese renminbi at 6.2253 there. Now, you've seen the ads during the Super Bowl, but what do they do exactly? GoDaddy registers internet domain names like fillintheblank.com. There's news today that GoDaddy will file the paperwork to sell stock to the public for the first time. GoDaddy manages 57 million domain names at the moment.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Emerald Data Solutions, whose BoardDocs web applications are designed to help governing bodies operate more effectively by eliminating paper and streamlining board packet processes. BoardDocs.com. and by Iowa, offering a business climate complete with educated workers committed to innovation and professionals in advanced manufacturing, biosciences, and financial services. IowaEconomicDevelopment.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Newly minted college graduates are on the hunt for jobs, and firms are finally showing a bit more eagerness to hire them. A company called College Feed wants to step in as a kind of matchmaker with a system that's akin to those dating websites. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has details.
Katie Jacobson recently finished college in Minnesota and is ready to punch in at her dream job. Where exactly? Doing what? Still kind of fuzzy.
Ideally, I would like to have like the power big kid job. I want to dress to impress. I would like to have a cool office. I would like to earn the big bucks.
For help, she's getting on the phone with Kathy Cardozo, an executive from the job search site College Feed.
Hello, this is Katie.
Jacobson has a profile up on the College Feed site that lists her accomplishments like triple majoring in economics, management, and Spanish. But Cardozo says the profile lacks focus.
The hiring manager or the recruiter looks at it. They go, oh, okay, we know Katie wants to be in marketing, or she wants to be in customer service, or she wants to be in a museum, or whatever it might be.
Okay.
College Feed is a free service for users. It helps young people spin their college experiences into something that sounds more like work experience. It's that packaging help that separates College Feed from rival job sites like LinkedIn. College Feed tells Katie Jacobson she needs to play up the promotions she got working for her school's Office of Residential Life, where she eventually became a hall director.
You will show career trajectory, meaning you took on one role and you did so well that they hired you in the next role.
Okay.
Most grads don't have a network. That's where College Feed steps in as matchmaker. It has 1,000 firms that pay to be in its database, including big names like Cisco Systems and eBay. Companies pay an average of $1,500 per quarter to get a feed of candidates. HR expert Jason Averbuch of the consulting firm Aperio says droves of baby boomers will retire in coming years. And he says they'll need help finding replacement workers.
We're going to have many new entrants into the workplace. And because of that, both businesses and these college graduates need tools to be able to help them move forward.
College Feed, which is about a year old, has yet to turn a profit. But demand appears to be rising for the young workers it's marketing. The Bureau of Labor Statistics' most recent annual survey put the unemployment rate for new college grads at 11%, its lowest level since 2007. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Lucky enough to get away from it all for a bit this summer. Do you really want that experience dominated by email, texting, tweeting, and Facebooking? I say this because last week I rode my bicycle from San Francisco to Los Angeles with 2,200 other people in the AIDS life cycle ride. And I was thinking about how a key component of a pilgrimage is cutting yourself off temporarily from your usual community and family. I have a blog about digital untethering at marketplace.org if you're interested. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Ah, the corporate jet. Handy when the CEO needs a ride to work, huh?
Since the plane is used 100% for business, they say, it doesn't have to be disclosed as part of executives' compensation.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the company plane flying under the radar, next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.